A group of researchers at Utah State University are leading a project called Argon, or Augmenting Research Grounded on Neon. The program has already collected over 18 million data points related to species traits and climate. Will Pierce, an assistant professor in the biology department at Utah State University, is one of the leaders of the Argon project.
So the aim of Argon is to augment research grounded on neon by filling in some of the historical information about what's happened nearby the neon sites, but then also to give more sites that can be compared with the neon sites to give more of a spatial context.
NEON, otherwise known as the National Ecological Observatory Network, exists independently of Argon, but provides a research foundation to build upon for future scientists and projects.
So NEON is incredible because they're collecting all of this data, the species that are found in area, their traits, biogeochemistry, lots of soils information, essentially anything that any kind of ecologist could want. But the problem with all this amazing data is it's only being collected from the present onwards.
Pierce also says that establishing more neon sites across the country is too expensive. That is why he hopes the Argon data will fill historical and spatial gaps, allowing researchers to address a wide range of topics.
In terms of the data, it's of a very different kind. Neon is highly precise data, taken in an incredibly careful way at a small number of sites. I would describe Argon as more like a shotgun blast, really. But hopefully, from that kind of wide scatter of information, we can contextualize the finer and more resolved data of neon.
Last week, Pierce and colleagues added around 4 million new data points to the Argon database, which is publicly available. With Utah Public Radio Science News, I'm Rihanna Gale.